Interrogated by a femdom. Miss Rachel has ways of making you talk. Hello, horny readers. I'll get right to it. Have you ever fantasized about being interrogated by a femdom? I think some of you like to be interrogated. You just may not identify it as such at the time. Wait, let me back up. Do you ever watch true crime programming? You know, documentaries and such, where they talk about a criminal's activities and then how they were caught? I love documentaries of all kinds, and some of them are true crime oriented. At some point in those documentaries, there's a particular collection of moments that fascinate me. Someone is brought in for questioning. The detective starts out polite, friendly even. At first, they talk to the suspect as if they're a witness with information to share. Slowly, they make it clear that they know more than the suspect thinks they do, and that in fact, they believe the suspect to be the perp, or closely involved with them, and as cagey as the perp thinks he or she is. The more information the detective pieces out to them, the softer and softer the wall of denial gets, until finally, the confession. What if we were to replace the real-life, decidedly unsexy elements of that scenario with any or all of the things that are part and parcel of femdom phone sex fantasy and kink? Interrogated by a femdom. First, I lull you into a false sense of security. I probably shouldn't reveal this little trade secret, but there's more than one reason my pre-call questionnaire exists. Yes, most of the time it's benign and simply a tool for sussing out compatibility. But other times, I sense from it that you have secrets that may need to be pried out of you. Having one of those on hand, therefore, can function like the dossier in the possession of the aforementioned crime detective. Isn't that disconcerting? Even as the viewer, when the detective has that simple cream-colored folder, the contents of which you just aren't sure. Well, I know what's in the folder, Miss Rachel. I filled out the questionnaire after all. Yes, my sweet. But there's more. There's always more. If we're enjoying ourselves a rather straightforward session, there's no need for me to probe. But if you call to be interrogated by a femdom, there's always more behind the straightforward recounting of your tastes. And I will find it. Why are you breathing so hard? We're all friends here. Just relax. Because there's no reason to be nervous if you have nothing to hide. The vice tightens. As I learn more about you, the questions become more pointed. I become less easygoing about wishy-washy answers. I insist on specifics. If I sense an inconsistency, I will point it out and press it. All the while, you are swelling in your chastity cage with release at stake. Perhaps a longer sentence at stake, depending on what I find out. Maybe you're slowly stroking as you answer the questions, and every time I'm not sure I'm getting the whole truth, you have to stop. Or maybe for every answer I don't like or don't believe, you owe me a slap on the balls. Remember that blog post I wrote about anal stretching? Imagine having one of those inflatable toys crammed into your fuckhole, and every time I'm not satisfied with the information I'm getting, you'll be compelled to give one or more pumps to the bulb. Oh, and the Love Ends toys are perfectly suited for use in interrogation. When you're interrogated by a femdom, there are so many ways of making you talk. interrogated by a femdom, the other side of erotic confession. We mistresses of the Enchantrix Empire are well known for providing a venue for erotic confession. We are often the only people with whom our phone sex playmates can share their kinks. Most call us, therefore, ready to spill the beans. Relieved to do so, actually. I'm honored, frankly, to be the receptacle for these secrets. Sometimes nurturing, in the form of sensual humiliation, is required to reassure a submissive that there is no reason to be ashamed. An interrogation, however, is somewhat different. Usually it starts with a premise I'm being asked to believe, and my experience, the sound of the subject's voice, and my instincts tell me that I shouldn't. Those seeking a confessional have no reason to lie. They want to be divested of the truth, of the secrets. Those who require femdom interrogation lie quite a bit. Their problem is, the more you lie, the harder it is to keep your lies straight. And that's when I've got you. Because I keep the lies straight, and they always lead to the truth. And usually a breathtaking yet defeated orgasm, if it's allowed. So, how are you feeling? A little hot under the collar? A little tight in the pants? Maybe you've got some things on your mind that are prickling you. I can tell there's something you want to let go of. Trust me, you'll feel so much better when you do. I can't promise you how things will go afterward, but I can promise you that you'll feel so much better when you unburden yourself. Hugs and kisses, Miss Rachel, Femdom Detective.